Priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama.
Grupa Imagine Dragons snimila je pesmu Zero za Disneyev animirani film Ralph Breaks the Internet. Ona predstavlja himnu moći i odu nevaljalcu protiv koga se bore glavni junaci priče. Jedan od autora, frontman grupe Dan Reynolds, objasnio je da tekst govori o pronalaženju olakšanja i radosti za nekoga koga okolina smatra nulom. Takva iskustva i sam je imao u prošlosti jer je morao da vodi slične borbe. Rekao je da mu je pisanje teksta omogućilo da se vrati u vreme u kojem je bio ranjiv i teško preživljavao period odrastanja. Nije pripadao ni jednoj grupi vršnjaka, nije bio popularan u školi i nije imao talenta za sport. Bio je usamljenik koji je pronalazio utočište u stvaranju muzike. Kada je kasnije osnovao bend, u njemu je pronašao sebe, svoj put i sve ono što je želeo od života. Zato svaki tinejdžer koji preživljava sličnu traumu treba da ostane dosledan sebi i onome što voli, poruka je pesme Zero koju izvodi grupa Imagine Dragons. A little bit of steady as I get close. Find a balance in the middle of the chaos. Semi-lost, semi-high, semi-never, demigod. I remember walking in the cold of November, hoping that I'd make it to the end of December. 27 years in the end of my mind, but holding to the thought of another time. But looking through the ways of the ones before me, looking for the path of the young and lonely. I don't wanna hear about what to do, I don't wanna do it just to do it for you. Hello, hello, let me tell you what it's like to be a zero, zero. Let me show you what it's like to always feel, feel like I'm empty and there's nothing really real, real. I'm looking for a way out. Hello, hello, let me tell you what it's like to be a zero, zero. Let me show you what it's like to never feel, feel like I'm good enough for anything that's real, real. I'm looking for a way out. I find out how to tell you how I wanna run away. I understand it always makes you feel a certain way. I find a balance in the middle of the chaos. Send me up, send me down, send me never, demigod. I remember walking in the heat of the summer, wide-eyed one with a mind full of wonder. 27 years and I've nothing to show. Falling from the dove to the dark of the crow. Looking through the ways of the ones before me. Looking for a path for the young and lonely. I don't wanna hear about what to do, no. I don't wanna do it just to do it for you. Hello, hello, let me tell you what it's like to be a zero, zero. Let me show you what it's like to always feel, feel like I'm empty and there's nothing really real, real. I'm looking for a way out. Hello, hello, let me tell you what it's like to be a zero, zero. Let me show you what it's like to never feel, feel like I'm good enough for anything that's real, real. I'm looking for a way out. Let me tell you about it. Well, let me tell you about it. Maybe you're the same as me. Let me tell you about it. Well, let me tell you about it. Say the truth will set you free. Hello, hello, let me tell you what it's like to be a zero, zero. Let me show you what it's like to always feel, feel like I'm empty and there's nothing really real, real. I'm looking for a way out.
defensive. is my innocence. I've been hypnotized. I can hear the church bells ring at night, remind me of some bright and sunshine day. When all the pretty horses you would ride will come right back to feel your energy. I still remember the look in your eyes, the way that you filled me inside. All I got now on my defense is my innocence. I've been sink number one, skip code, I'm the missing link. All I know, I've been hypnotized. I'm busy. Inside, let me get inside, let me tangle with the flame. If you gotta lie down, burn inside, the heat will rise and melt down once again. I still remember the look in your eyes, the way that you pulled me inside. Defense is my innocence. I've been hypnotized. All I got now in my defense is my innocence. I've been
Beograd 202.
Steve. priče o pesmama.
Britanska pevačica Celeste pesmu Love is Back prvobitno je posvetila svojoj zaljubljivoj prirodi i sklonosti da mašta o muškarcima koje je jedva poznavala. Već prvih dana veze verovala je da su momci koje je sretala ljubav njenog života. Bile su joj potrebne najviše dve nedelje kako bi shvatila da je u zabludi i spusti se na zemlju. Pre nego što je završila pesmu, ponovo se iskreno zaljubila, ali ovoga puta u pravu osobu. Njen izabranik bio je Sonny Hall, engleski pesnik i model sa kojim je imala potpuno drugačiji odnos. Konačno je uspela da pronađe čoveka koji je u svakom smislu bio dostojan njene ljubavi. To je promenilo način na koji je do tada razmišljala o emocijama, ali i o pesmi na kojoj je već neko vreme radila. Zbog prave ljubavi koju je našla posle mnogo razočaranja, odlučila je da promeni tekst koji je napisala. Pesmu Love is Back Celeste pretvorila u proslavu pronalaženja partnera koji bez rezerve zaslužuje njenu ljubav.
Love is back. Love is back. Love is back. Glass full, so I did, and I saw you. I saw you gleaming across the scene, across the room. It's all in you. I need the meaning when I see it all in you. Love is bad. Love is bad. Love is back. Love is back. Preference, 'cause I know mine, and it's you.
Sound like Beograd 202.
Been thinking about what you have done to me. I've been thinking about what you have done to me. Damage is much deeper than you'll ever see. Hit me like a hammer to my head. I wonder where you pushed or where you led. Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Why did you do it? Why did you do that thing to me? Truth, man, that's him, me and you. One, two. One, two.
Priče o pesmama.
Pesmu Uptown Girl Billy Joel je posvetio jednoj od svojih supruga, iako na početku nije bilo tako. Prvo je nosila naslov Uptown Girls u prevodu gradske devojke, a napisao ju je kada je na Karibima upoznao tri lepotice. Bile su to supermodeli Elle Macpherson i Christie Brinkley i pevačica Whitney Houston. Kada je počeo da se zabavlja sa Elle, želeo je samo njoj da posveti stihove kojima je zahvaljivao svom tvorcu na sreći što je osvojio toliko lepu ženu. U njima je izrazio iznenađenje time što je sposoban da privuče glamurozne dame. Njih dvoje rastali su se kada se Elle preselila u Evropu, a Joel je tada počeo da izlazi sa Christie. Zbog nje je još jednom promenio mišljenje i stav. Rekao je da njegov tekst treba da pruži novu nadu svakom ružnom momku na svetu, ako je već on uspeo da privuče tako atraktivnu devojku. Tako je Billy Joel konačno odlučio da svoju pesmu Uptown Girl posveti Christie Brinkley, sa kojom se kasnije i venčao.
All right. Skin so red over your shoulder. Vaša brojka 202.
Priče o pesmama.
pesmu Addicted to Love Robert Palmer je prvo snimio sa pevačicom Chaka Khan. Njena izdavačka kuća nije mu dozvolila da koristi njen glas, pa je morao da izbriše i ponovo snimi delove koje je ona otpevala. Pesma je ostala upamćena i po veoma popularnom video spotu, ali ni njegovo snimanje nije teklo glatko. U videoklipu Robert je pevao sa bendom sastavljenim od nekoliko lepotica koje su izgledale gotovo identično sa istom odećom i šminkom. Pretvarale su se da sviraju jer su bile odabrane upravo zato što nisu znale da koriste instrumente. Basistu je glumila Mac Gilhurst, koja je često prepričavala jednu od anegdota sa snimanja. Kada je na setu popila malo vina, imala je problem sa visokim štiklama. Okliznula se, izgubila ravnotežu i vrhom gitare udarila pevača u potiljak, posle čega on licem udario u mikrofon. Srećom, Robert Palmer nije bio povređen, pa je ubrzo nastavio snimanje spota za pesmu Addicted to Love, koja je postala hit. You're immune to the stuff. Oh yeah.
Beograd 202.